Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We are sending every soldier $1,776. Think of that. And the checks are already on the way. Nobody understood that one until about 30 minutes ago.
1776 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, for the men and women serving our country. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. That was President Trump speaking to the nation last night. And we've got U.S. Senator Josh Hawley on the line this morning. Senator, welcome back. How are you? Whoops, I'm not hearing him. Senator, are you there?
He was there.
He was there a second ago, wasn't he?
Yeah, Matt, I talked to Maddie.
Huh. All right, well, I will... Senator, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry about that. We had a little glitch in the system there. Good to have you on. I was just playing one of the bites from the president last night where he talked about giving $1,776 to our troops. Your thoughts?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, what a fantastic idea. They deserve it. They've earned it. And, you know, I just thought that the president, and this is a guy who just gave the military a 4% pay raise, which is also long, long overdue. And it's nice to have somebody in office who's not apologizing for our troops, who's not apologizing for America, who's not groveling, but actually wants to stand by the troops and make this country strong again. So I'm all for it. And I hope Congress... You know, that may require congressional authorization, Mark, and I hope that we pass that ASAP.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in general, I mean, I thought the president did a great job of the speech talking about how far we've come in 10 or 11 months. That sometimes gets lost in this affordability argue the Democrats are argument that they're pushing right now. But when you consider how far we've come on the border and so many other issues with the big, beautiful bill and tax relief and all of that in just a very short period of time.
Well, you think about the border. I'm glad you mentioned it. I mean, Donald Trump has closed the border. And what do you think? I mean, what does that matter to Missouri? It matters because the amount of drugs that have come into our state has just absolutely bottomed out. I mean, for years, we were just getting inundated with drugs from across the southern border. You couldn't go to any school in our state and not find drugs everywhere. And now we see that flow of drugs just collapsing. We see gangs coming into our state and into our country just collapsing. I mean, the president has done a terrific job on that. And as for the economy, you think about the mess he was left by Joe Biden. I mean, for 4 years, devastating our economy, particularly blue-collar workers who couldn't get a break under Biden. Finally, now they're starting to see their wages go up. And is there more work to do? Of course. I mean, there's a lot more work to do. Times are tough thanks to Biden and the inflation that he left us, the low wages that he left us. But, you know, I think you look at what Trump has been able to accomplish, as you said, and just his few months in office, and he's got the country on the right track.
During President Trump's speech last night, of course, he was also talking about health care, and he blamed the Democrats, saying that's why prices have been so high and why we've not been able to get a solution for the American public. What do you make of this, and where does that go from here?
Well, if you want my idea, I mean, I think what we ought to do is we ought to say no taxes on health care. Just like we did no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, we ought to do no taxes on health care. It ought to be that every dollar you spend on health care, like your premiums, your deductibles, your prescription drugs, all should be tax-free. I mean, that would lower the cost of health care across the board, every component of health care, immediately for every working person in this country. So, you know, this is something I think we ought to pursue seriously. I'm for doing everything we can to bring down the cost of health care across the board. Premiums need to go down. They are way too high. Deductibles keep going up. Those need to go down. People's prescription drugs are too costly. The president has proposed capping the price of prescription drugs. I'm all for that. I think that that would be outstanding. Why are we paying 2 and 3 times more than they're paying in Europe for the same drugs? That's just ridiculous. That's price gouging. So we've got to do everything. I'm an all of the above approach kind of guy. We've got to do everything we can to get those costs down.
Yeah, Senator Josh Hawley, our guest this morning. Do you expect the Senate Democrats to shut down the government again in January?
I'm worried about it. I'll be honest with you, Mark. I'm really worried about it. They seem awfully gleeful about it to me, pretty darn eager. And you think about the pain they put the country through for 5-6 days just this past fall. I mean, terrible. Not paying our military servicemen and women, hungry people unable to eat, all because of their political point scoring. And they seem like they want to do it again, Mark. And I just think I warm against that. It would be a terrible thing for our state. It would be a terrible thing for the country, for our military, for working people. I hope they don't do it. But it just shows you they're so focused on politics and doing what they think will be good for them politically. They don't care who they hurt in the process. They need to get focused on serving the people of this country. That needs to be priority number one.
That's a great point. Yeah, I saw yesterday, I believe it was Senator Grassley, released some emails that had been discovered from the FBI suggesting that they were opposed to that raid on Mar-a-Lago, and yet the Biden Justice Department pushed them to do it. Have you seen that, and can I get your reaction to it?
I have seen it. I think it's absolutely unconscionable, but in a way, sadly, not surprising. I will say it sheds a good light on the FBI. It speaks well for them that they were warning against this and saying, we don't believe we have a case for this. We don't believe we could actually satisfy a warrant requirement. We think we're really stretching it here. And yet you see Merrick Garland's DOJ saying, no, full steam ahead. This was political from the first. We all knew that it was. It was about persecuting Donald Trump. It was about going after anybody who stood in the way of Joe Biden. These are the same people who sent SWAT teams to the homes of pro-lifers, the same people who activated the FBI's anti-terrorism division against parents at school board meetings, the same people who tapped my phone. I mean, they came after all of us, anybody who would stand up. So many people in our state who got knocks on their doors from the FBI, got contacted by them in one way or another. I've heard from folks who got censored on social media at the behest of DOJ. We've never had a period like that in our country. I never want to go back to that again. And the people who did it need to be held accountable.
So it looks like your former fellow Attorney General Andrew Bailey from here in Missouri is going to be the number two man in the FBI if Dan Bongino follows through on his promise to walk away in January. How about that?
Oh, I'm excited for Andrew Bailey and for the country. I mean, Andrew is a terrific, terrific prosecutor. He was a terrific attorney general. I was sorry that we lost him, but it's the country's gain. And now I think he's already doing that job. I mean, he's co-deputy director now. I assume he'll step into the role as the sole deputy director once Bongino leaves here in a month or so. And he'll just be terrific. I mean, he's a huge, huge asset. He's a career lawman, a former military, of course, has served our country in so many capacities, and he's going to be just terrific at the FBI.
Here in Missouri, we're certainly hoping that next year that the fix for Amendment 3 will be passed. And I understand that you just launched a group called Love Life Initiative. It's a pro-life mission. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is something that my wife Erin and I are doing together. You know, Erin is fighting in courtrooms for the innocent unborn all across the country. She just argued at the United States Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago, defending a pregnancy care center, who a state, New Jersey, is persecuting, trying to shut down. All of these liberals all across the country trying to destroy these pregnancy care centers that give women free health care when they're facing an unexpected pregnancy. And so I just am so proud of Erin. She has been in court, in the Supreme Court, fighting for them. And now we've launched this initiative together. And it's really just trying to promote the value of life, the value of family. That's obviously the most important thing to us. And so we just want to do our part to promote that. And in Missouri, yes, we're going to have the chance to protect our kids and put that back in the Constitution, in our state Constitution. You know, right now, transgender operations on minors are constitutionally protected in the state of Missouri. We can't go on like that. We've got to fix the law, and we will have the opportunity to do that, the opportunity to end abortion on demand. Again, right now in Missouri, abortion on demand is in our state constitution. We have to fix that. We'll have the opportunity to do it this fall, and we want to do all we can to educate folks and encourage them to love life, to love family, and to protect life.
Well, thank you for doing that. It's going to be a big effort, and we need some of those people who have money in their pockets, who believe in life and oppose abortion, to step forward and counter this a little bit, right? Because we know millions of dollars will flow into Missouri again from out of state.
Oh, so true. And did last time, you know, yes. Just over a year ago when we had a similar referendum, the amount of money from outside the state, dark money coming in from outside the state, is just unprecedented, Mark. And we will see it again. They will try to buy this election. But, you know, the people of Missouri are so independent and these are folks who they don't like to be snowed. They don't like to be let on. And people, I think, are going to look at this very carefully. And I predict what they're going to say is, wait a minute. We're not for abortion on demand in Missouri. Wait a minute. We're not for transgender operations on minors in Missouri. They're going to want to fix this. And I think we've got a great opportunity to do it come next fall.
Well, Senator, Merry Christmas to you and Erin and your family.
Thanks. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care of yourself. Senator Josh Hawley there live in the swamp this morning. So I'm glad we were able to get him on here and get a few things answered. It's going to be a big effort next year. We're going to talk a lot more about it as we head into January for sure. Coming up, former senator, the guy that used to have that job, Jim Talent, in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
A major factor in driving up housing costs was the colossal border invasion. We have never been invaded. This is the worst thing that, frankly, in my opinion, the worst thing that the Biden administration did to our country is the invasion at the border.
All right, Jim Talent, former Missouri senator, back with us right now. And that was obviously part of the president's speech last night where he laid out his indictment of what had been when he came into office, Jim.
Yeah, and I think I'm pleased that that is part of the message. The vice president did the same thing. I've seen other actors from the administration doing the same thing, and I'm glad that they are focusing more on the economy and also talking about how difficult the situation was when they came in, because I think that's an important part of the message. So, yeah, that was a real plus.
Yeah, well, I mean, I listened to Senator Katie Britt on talking about the speech and how she felt it was one of the best ones that he could have given. It was that the timing was perfect. You got all of this talk of the affordability issue out there, and the president wanted to come on and maybe, I don't know, reinforce his argument that he's dealing with it as fast as he can. He's only been in office for 10 or 11 months, and none of these price increases, with the possible exception of maybe some Chinese product related to a tariff, have gone up because of his policies. He's trying to bring them down by bringing some manufacturing back, but it doesn't happen overnight.
No, and the vice president, again, was very explicit about that. I mean, I thought it was a good speech. I like the fact, you know, I've been calling for this for months and months, that they focus more on the economy in their messaging. There's a really good story to tell. I like, you know, if I contrast this with what Vance did in Pennsylvania, I like the fact that Vance is saying to people, look, things are getting better, but we understand that you may not be feeling it yet because some people aren't, okay? And just give us a little more time. And then talk about the numbers, which are extremely impressive. I mean, wages up 4.2%, outpacing inflation. I went down this list, which is why we have 2.6 million more people employed. Gas prices are down. GDP is growing at 3.5%. That's a boom. And this is the second quarter in a row. The numbers are going to be very good. Taxes, when the tax bill cuts in next year, it's going to deliver to the average family for about $7,000 to $11,000 a year more. And all of this while the deficit is going down. I saw Kevin Hassett, who is the head of the Council of Economic Advisors, say the other day that the deficit's going to be down $600 billion from last year. So all this is good news, but I don't think a lot of people are feeling it yet. And so when you communicate, Mark, I think it's good to identify with that the way Vance did. But I like the speech. I mean, I think they're moving towards a more powerful message, and I feel very content about it. I mean, And the president's doing his bit. Now he's doing it the way the president does it, right?
Right.
So, but really, he needs all the – he's sending the signal. This is what is – I've seen Hassett. I've seen Bessent. I've seen the labor secretary. Obviously, Carolyn Leavitt is out with this message. So I think this is going to be the script going forward, and it's based on reality. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pleased by it. And he delivered it with the usual Trumpian flourishes, didn't he? I mean – set piece speeches are interesting for the president because he delivers the text, but he also comments on the text while he's delivering it.
Right.
And I don't know any other politician like that.
That's true.
Well, we just talked to Senator Josh Hawley, and he was saying he'd like no tax on health care, because obviously that's the big question, is what are we going to do with this? Because as Trump called it last night, the Unaffordable Care Act is not working.
Yeah, and they're going to work on healthcare reform a lot next year. This is not something we're going to turn around real quickly. They've got some good ideas in the House. I love their reliance on association health plans, and I'll say I passed that bill out of the House three or four times in the late 90s when I chaired the Small Business Committee. It's a great idea. I could go on with it. But I think we have to be careful about expectations on healthcare, because it's a system that is very good for people who have good insurance. There are costs in it that can be brought down and need to be brought down. And I think what they're going to end up doing, Kim, is I think they're going to end up with some kind of ongoing relief in terms of these subsidies. It's going to be short term while they work on a longer term fix, which is I think the right way of approaching. And I think that's what the Congress is going to do. And the changes are going to be driven largely from the Congress, I think.
Right. And Jim, do you worry? I'm just thinking of people here in our listening area in Missouri and Southern Illinois, that if they have become dependent upon these subsidies, they're going to feel the pinch, even if they get a bigger tax refund next year because of the big, beautiful bill. And the Democrats, I think, are going to very effectively argue in the midterms, we tried to fix this and the Republicans wouldn't let us. And somehow we've got to ease people's concerns about that and tell them the truth, that you wouldn't be in this situation if the Democrats hadn't put these subsidies out there and increased them to $600,000 a year per person, per family during COVID.
Yeah, and that's already part of the message.
Man.
It's true. And they're going to continue with it. And look, I think we're all worried about the political impact of it. So
sure.
Those of us who want the president and his agenda to succeed, I think you've got to have a little faith in the American voter. And if you communicate consistently and you have a good message, which I think we do, I mean, I've been saying for a long time, Mark, that the midterms are going to turn largely on where the economy is. And then the nuts and bolts of politics. Are the candidates good? Are they being supported properly? Those are the kinds of issues I think are going to make the, going to determine the outcome of the midterms.
That's
but
true.
This is where everybody's just got to, like, calm down, carry on, and they're starting to do it.
Jim, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
And same to you all.
Yeah, great having you on. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. All right, former Senator Jim Talent, back here in just a minute.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
as only Ron Burgundy can tell you what in the hell's diversity. Of course, the show there, the movie, was set back in the newsrooms of the 1970s. You might have picked up on that by the polyester suits and the broad ties and, you know, the porn star mustaches that Ron Burgundy wore during that show. And I bring that up because, Kim, I read an article yesterday that but parts of it shocked me, but at the same time, I kind of knew it to be true, but I hadn't really seen it in writing. And it kind of crosses generations, right? And I thought it was something we should probably talk about this morning because I don't know. Donald Trump has done so much in a short period of time to combat what we call diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? He has. And, you know, Jen, are you a millennial?
Yes.
You're a millennial, right?
Yeah, I think I'm on, no, I forget when millennials, it's like 80, early 40s
80s,
or something.
Early
yeah, yeah.
80s to
okay,
the
so
mid
90s. Late 80s.
So you're a millennial.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's Gen X, which, of course, followed the baby boomers. So the last year the baby boomers was like 64. And then there was Gen X to the early 1980s. And then at some point in the 80s, it switched over to millennials. And then if you're keeping track, in the mid-90s came Gen Z. And now what are they calling them? Is it Gen X or something these days? No, that was Gen X.
Like Gen Alpha or something?
Gen Alphas.
Alpha.
Yeah, those would be my kids.
Great article yesterday in that somebody drew to my attention in a online forum called Compact Magazine, compactmag.com. And it's called The Lost Generation. The guy that wrote this was a guy named Jacob Savage, and I would love to get him on here to talk about this. But he's talking about the generation that got lost because of DEI. And if you track this back, this hits at about the same time Ferguson happened. And it actually was going on before that, but it got infinitely worse. I'm going to read a little bit of this so you have an idea where he's coming from. This guy was a script writer in L.A. He moved there in January of 2016 to try to get hired as a writer in Los Angeles. And he was working with another guy, and they had a couple of projects going on, and they'd written a script they thought was pretty good. And one of the veterans invited them in to talk about their pilot and said they wanted to hire us. We thought that was it, because most people, it takes them about 5 years to get their first job. For the older guys, we knew who'd made it. But by 2016, he realized he was already too late. We met with the guy who told us that he loved our pilot, but all of the other high-level writers were white men, and they couldn't hire them because of their gender, or because of their race. Maybe if they'd been white women, it would have been different. But this is talking in the show business industry about, and journalism, about how the switch turned there at some point. And it was a career ender for many people who happened to be born white and happened to be males in this particular case. The doors seemed to close everywhere and all at once for this generation. The year I moved to L.A. in 2011, white men were 48% of lower-level TV writers. By 2024, they accounted for just 11.9%. The Atlantic's editorial staff went from 53% male, 89% white in 2013, to 36% male, 66% by 2024. And he goes on to explain that, in retrospect, 2014 was the hinge, the year DEI became institutionalized across American life. And the article just goes on to explain that this isn't a story about all white men. It's a story about white male millennials in professional America, about those who stayed and mostly stayed quiet. So this is his argument here. If you were 40 in 2014, other words, born in 1974, beginning your career in the late 90s, you were already established. If you were only 30 in 2014, you hit the wall, because the mandates to diversify didn't fall on older white men who, in many cases, were already in positions of power. They landed on us. He's talking about himself. And he goes on to express and explain in this article around journalism and writing and all of that, how they made the switch, and they were unapologetic for it. They wanted the most diverse and inclusive thing they could find, whether they were the best for the person for the job or not. So what he's describing here is the reverse discrimination that we all know has gone on in this country in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's reverse discrimination. Who's to say how many great projects never happen because those guys didn't get hired because they already had too many white males in the room?
Right. Right? Which is why I was so dumbfounded as I'm reading this news story about the NAACP mad at SSM Health for not hiring enough minorities.
Well, they're not,
for the construction of the new Cardinal Glennon Hospital.
Just going to pile on now.
But listen to that. So they're saying that because they receive millions of dollars in tax money, that they had to agree, supposedly, that 21% of the jobs were supposed to be offered to black-owned businesses and 11% were owned to women-owned businesses. They were just mad in general. Hey, you don't have enough minorities. You know what? I don't care if every single person working on a construction project is black. If they're the best person for the job, I don't care if they're Latina.
No, I don't care.
Why does it matter?
But the people that instituted this did it because progressive liberals walk around with a lot of guilt, and they feel like they need to make up for something that happened before they were born. It's crazy.
Remember, you were told in 2020, you have to be anti-racist. It's not enough to not be racist. You have to be anti-racist, which means that you're apologetic about your skin color and the way that you're born, and that you are taking active steps to acknowledge your privilege, and that you're also giving a listening ear. Even more than your opinion matters, their opinion matters. And you should shut up, Mark, and you should listen to what they have to say and learn from them.
And imagine all the people that are gleeful about what happened when that switched. But this is, as somebody pointed out yesterday, I was listening to, this is a canary in the coal mine. This is just one industry. This is the creative industry. Think about how it's been put into practice in journalism. I would imagine that white males graduating from a journalism program these days who want to get into TV or writing for newspapers are just SOL. I mean, that's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, President Trump has done an admirable job of addressing this issue within these institutions of higher learning and some of these corporations that have reversed some of their woke policies that we can see, but it's the ones you can't see that are still there and still in full operation. And how do you reverse it? If you tried to reverse it, you'd be accused of discrimination. But when it was put into place, it was just fine, and you better shut your mouth and not say anything about it. Because we're getting even for something that happened before you were born. This is our reparations, right, for something that happened before you were born. And the article is called The Lost Generation by Jacob Savage. I would urge you to go out and read it, and maybe share it with that generation if you know somebody that falls into that time frame.
So born after 1979, you said?
70. What did he say?
I think you said born after 1979. So in 2014, they would have been 40.
Yeah.
That was the cutoff, I think.
Yeah. He said, a decade apart meant entirely different professional fates. If you were 40 in 2014, which means you were born in 1974, you were already established. If you were only 30 in 2014, you hit the wall because the mandates to diversify didn't fall on older white men who in many cases still wield enormous power. They landed on us.
Can I just admit something? I'll probably get hate for this, but that's fine. But I used to buy into all this junk. And I remember, I think it was the height of 2020, and I'm, you know, working for Channel 4, and I'm covering all these riots and protests. But this was really before it got super violent downtown, because at that point, I had kind of switched my mindset, and I was becoming very conservative. But I remember posting, remember that black square that everybody was posting, particularly on Instagram, to show more or less solidarity? It was more or less the Black Lives Matter whole thing of post this to show that you're in support. Okay. I remember posting that on my social media, and man, some people who love me, one person in particular, we would debate about it, and something finally clicked for me, and I realized how ridiculous it was that I was expected as a white woman to feel bad about the color of my skin. And I went back and I later deleted it, but it's so odd thinking back to just how I used to be, all this junk I bought into.
Somebody pointed out that affirmative action in the early 1970s was the same, the push for affirmative action. And I think maybe to some extent that had a topical impact. I don't know that it worked its way down into the HR department, and that quotas were being put out on who we hire and who we don't, not based on their skill set, but based simply on their ethnicity, their color. We need more people who are Asian. We need more people who are black. We're not going to hire that person, even though they may be the most qualified. And what should frighten everyone about this is anybody that gets on an airplane or has to undergo surgery in the next few years, because they're doing the same thing in medical schools. It's not the person best equipped to be trained to be a doctor because they got the best test scores and they're the smartest person in the room. If they were the wrong color, they weren't getting into those programs to begin with. And they may now be working as nurses or something else, but they're not doctors because the medical schools wouldn't allow them in because they hit their quotas. This is what the Asians sued Harvard about, because they were getting the best test scores, but they weren't being allowed in based on that. They were quotas based on race. And this just is sort of a microcosm for what's happened. All right, what are we talking about in Kim on a Whim?
Funny you were just talking about DEI and the way it was impacting the workforce, because clearly it's crept into so many of the universities across the country. I have to tell you what was just a group that was just approved at one of the colleges. This should blow your mind, but sadly we know this is just how it is in 2025.
Kim on a Whim.
A student government at a New York college has approved a new furry club on campus, joining a growing number of similar student groups at colleges and universities across the country. Mark, we were joking about this a couple weeks ago. Oh, I'm sure there's a furry club. Well, here it is. And it's certainly not the only one. This is a trend, like I just read, that's happening more and more, even though Donald Trump has been telling these schools, cut it out, stop with the ridiculousness. And it seems like some of these student groups are doubling down on it. And the fact that this was approved at that New York college in an 11-1 vote.
Who was the one?
That's a good question. I'd like to speak with that person.
I bet it was this guy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thank you. Platt's
Maybe it was that
Fur.
Guy.
Platt's Fur is the name of the group if you're interested in joining. It was pitched as a safe space for furries to socialize and create content around a joint interest. It currently has 17 members. And here is what this anthropology major at that school said. We aim to not only have social dialogues, but also incorporate certain elements of crafts as well as arts, and not only teach methods, but also invite people to explore stuff they may not have done before.
Like, you get to try the other guy's furry outfit on? I mean, exactly what are they talking about here?
Well, I don't really know, and I don't know if I want to know, because the whole thing is very odd to me.
It's
to me, it's mental illness. And for so many people to be celebrating this and just saying, yeah, you know what, if you want to dress up like a tiger and run around, you know, roaring, you do that. You be you. This is where we've gone off the tracks in so many ways, is people just saying, live your truth out. If you feel like you're a kangaroo, then sure, jump around, and we should make everyone call you a kangaroo. And it's offensive if you don't. Listen to this. In the past 2 years, several U.S. colleges, like I said, have launched these furry clubs, including one at Minnesota State University. There's another one at it says California Polytechnic State University, another one at California State University, University of Tennessee. I mean, come on.
Really? They put up with that stuff in Knoxville?
I was a little surprised about that, too. I thought that Trump... I understand this isn't the same as...
things in Knoxville. I didn't know they had clubs to let you dress up like them.
What does a meeting even look like? The Plattsburgh group that was already approved in New York has already hosted a coloring page meet and greet and a campfire meetup for students.
It should look like the common room in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, where they're all in an insane asylum. That when we're on Honest Society again.
What was that? People, what was that movie again?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Why?
I can't. I'm trying to let it go. Ethan, say it.
It's cuckoo.
Okay, whatever. That's what it is. When we're an honest society again, we'll be able to look at these people and say, you need help, and we're going to get you some mental health counseling. Instead of pretending that it's okay that you dress up like a furry animal because it's your safe space.
Right. That's what it's become for a lot of people.
Our college campuses are bonkers, honestly.
But so, Donald, I understand this isn't the same as like DEI, where they were not, you know, allowing Asian students in at the same rate that they were other students. I understand this is different, but I thought that Donald Trump was trying to squash a lot of this, and maybe this has nothing to do with what Trump was trying
I don't think
to.
So.
I mean,
well, remember,
but this is tax dollars. If this is a public university, would tax dollars that, like the University of Tennessee, that's not a private university, so. I mean, but
they're probably not federal tax dollars, but they probably have grants.
State.
And once they're identified, remember the school down in Louisiana that declined to allow a Turning Point chapter on campus, but probably has a furry chapter. That's the kind of insanity. They've taken over. The libs own college campuses.
Well, maybe
and they do whatever they want.
Because I wouldn't want someone to be denied for a TPUSA chapter, but like you said, that's what's happening, is they're being denied a conservative chapter, but then they're allowing these types of groups.
Yeah.
So I guess you have to balance it out.
I guess. I don't know.
We need to get some serious counseling into these universities. That's what maybe needs to be. The money needs to go to counselors at a lot of these universities.
There's some news out this morning that Libs of TikTok has broken this story about Illinois State Police and how the DEI training is going over there that they're forcing on every member of law enforcement in the state of Illinois. I'll talk more about it coming up in the next hour. Plus, Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.